Hello everyone, welcome to Digital Marketing Gyan Podcast, your one-stop destination to explore the latest happenings, strategies, tools, techniques, and case studies in the digital marketing domain. I'm your host Prince Kumar, and we have Nathan, the CEO and founder of MarketMade AI LLC with us today. With over a decade of experience as a marketer at B2B technology and SaaS companies, he loves the process of empowering B2B marketing and sales team to reach their revenue goals with innovative AI-driven solutions. MarketMade AI is a platform for personalized content for B2B buyers, so it resonates, converting more customers and shortening their sales cycle. Hi Nathan, a warm welcome on our show.
Thanks Prince Kumar, happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Okay. And we are excited to have you and discuss a good topic that is, you know, that will be very helpful for our audience. That is how we can align AI in B2B sales and marketing that can help in the revenue growth. So to start with our conversation of today, can you let the audience know a bit about your background, about your corporate journey?
Yes, of course. So, Prince Kumar, we started at technology companies, mainly software as a service companies. I myself was a marketer for 10 years at B2B technology companies. And really our journey for this company started when ChatGPT first launched last year. Like millions of other digital marketers and marketers, we were so excited by the idea of using AI to automate some of the stuff we're doing manually. Like, hey, let's create content for each of our marketing channels, for social media, for advertising. Hey, let's use it to help with content development. But my colleague David and I noticed there was a lot of limitations with ChatGPT, and namely, one of them is prompting is hard. It's not as easy as people anticipate. Definitely. And you don't always get the result you want right away. Sometimes you have to give it a lot of context, like here's my audience, here's my tone, you know, or you refine it several times and there's no way to go back and say, hey, I like the previous version a little bit better.
Definitely.
What my colleague and I did is, what if we can build an AI platform for marketers that didn't require sophisticated prompts, where you could basically give it some details, like here's my product, here's my audience, and then it could tailor and personalize content for you. So that's why we set out on this journey to build MarketMade AI. And I'm happy to say it's the only platform that not only helps, you know, craft the content, but also the messaging and the buyer persona. So how do I create a profile of my customer with their pain points, motivations, and then write to them? And the AI remembers that. So It's really different than anything out there. And we're so excited to be on this journey together, helping marketers grow with less resources.
Great. No, definitely, this is an amazing journey that way. Now, since you were mentioning upon that, you know, you have been observing the progress of AI with the chatbot, you know, the ChatGPT.
Yes.
So how do you see that AI is dominating the marketing industry? And what all can we expect in the near future?
That's an amazing question. Yeah, I think there are three areas that I think are really changing the game when it comes to marketing. One is the content development, which is really the space that MarketMate plays in, is, hey, people are getting more and more personalized content than ever before, because now you can train an AI model on your persona or their needs or their specific job title even. And in B2B, you know, people, you have different decision makers on the buying committee. So you want to have tailored messaging for each one. So that's one way is content development is becoming a lot faster. There was a study released by Spiceworks on the ROI of generative AI for marketers. And one of the things they said is those marketers who are using generative AI for creative cycles are accelerating it by 50%, so they can produce content 50% faster. So it's a game changer. The second area I think that's a bit slower is design. And why I say slower is the technology hasn't quite picked up to the point where marketers can just use like things like DALL-E and Ship Journey straight for marketing ads, because frankly they don't work well with text. But in a way that it's dominating is it's putting the power of design in the hands of non-designers. which many, you know, especially SEO companies or SEO specialists are great at the keyword research, they're great at optimizing ads, but maybe they need help with design and AI. And tools like even Canva, which are easy to use, are building AI
into that. Yeah, definitely.
They can generate design.
Yeah.
And Adobe Firefly, so they're making it easy to turn, you know, images into video or removing backgrounds and bringing images to life. So there's a lot of exciting things there in the creative space. And the third area that I think is really in the analytics and reporting space, which if you look at tools out there, you're looking at ZoomInfo and some of the account-based marketing platforms out there are starting to integrate AI into the platform. And what it does for you is it might, you know, segment your target market based on need or based on conversion rate, so you can increase the likelihood of a lead converting into a business opportunity and customer. So that's super exciting. I think three new technologies that are going to change B2B marketing. One is the idea of multi-agent AI. And what I mean by that is OpenAI just released these new agent models. And what that means is you can have AIs that are specialists in specific areas of marketing. You can have one AI that's a copywriting specialist, one AI that's an SEO specialist, and one AI that's like a design or ad specialist. Mm-hmm. Then you can have them collaborate much faster than any human can in developing content. While it is frightening at how quickly this trend is moving, I think it's also exciting for marketers like us, and I think it's going to transform the role of a marketer from just someone doing the manual work to someone that's actually orchestrating AI to accomplish more with less. And the third technology I would say is what you call multimodal AI. So in the past, the way we've communicated with software applications is we've just typed a prompt. In the future, they're enabling AI that has vision, visual input, and the ability to talk, text to speech. So what I see happening with tools like Google Gemini and other AI tools is people will be able to engage with AI like an assistant, like you can talk to it. In fact, one of the products that we recently released is Market Made AI Voice. So it's like a marketing assistant you can talk to with your voice using plain English. So these are future technologies. I think they're really changing the game in terms of digital marketing, you know, product marketing, demand generation, SEO, and it's exciting to see where the industry is heading.
No, definitely. So in each and every sector of digital marketing, we are seeing that AI is taking its path out there. Whether it might be definitely content is somewhere, you know, that has like AI have taken by storm out there. Social media posting out there. I mean, I have seen a lot of social media content kind of are being created with the help of AI. Then comes creative. Definitely, you know the thing that you mentioned, that in creative definitely it needs to evolve. But still, I have been observing that there are a lot of AI tools that are coming by which you know, we can create presentations out there, PPTs out there, the infographics can be created out there. So definitely, these are into the evolving state. But yes, now the industry is using AI, and there is no other option that is left with them. You know? Like well, it is now being said that as a marketer, if you have to evolve, then you have to understand the perfect or the, you know, the best use, how you can use AI into your marketing strategy.
Absolutely, Kumar. You hit the nail on the head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now coming to the topic that we have. So can you help the audience know that how we can use AI to align the B2B sales and marketing that can help in the revenue growth?
Yes, great question. So one of the biggest challenges in B2B organizations, whether you're a software company, manufacturer, is getting sales and marketing on the same page with the same message so that you can grow revenue, generate leads, that sort of thing. So what we've built is a simple four-step framework for getting AI to help align your sales and marketing team so that they work together to generate leads and boost revenue and scale. And we call it the buyer-centric AI framework. And it starts with your customer. Like all good marketing, we start by teaching an AI model who your buyer personas are. So we use this four-step framework called LEAD. So we start with learn your buyer personas. So we take, you know, let's just say you're a software company and you sell product intelligence software to product management teams so they can track releases. One thing you can say is, hey, I have one buyer persona for the VP of product management who's the decision maker, and he cares about return on investment. He cares about, you know, show me the data, show me the testimonials. And then there's someone who's my champion. Maybe they're the product manager, and they're going to be the one using the software, and they're going to influence the decision. And they have very specific messaging, which is more on the features. And maybe you have a software engineer that's much more technical, and they have different messaging that they need. So what we would do is we would create a separate buyer persona for each of those. And then we would train an AI model on it so that later on it can write content to each of those personas in a tailored way. The second step of the lead framework is called enhanced messaging. So now that we have your audience laid out, now we need to develop your value proposition. Is what is your messaging blueprint for all of your channels so you're consistent with your messaging? So we use AI to create a value proposition for you, product positioning, what differentiates you from every other business that offers your software out there. And then the third step is called automate and personalize. So now that the AI has context, it knows your value proposition, it knows your audience, now it can truly personalize content. So we do things like craft press releases, blog posts, you know, ads for Google and Facebook posts, LinkedIn posts across all of your different omni-channel marketing sources so that your message is consistent and that it resonates and converts prospects into leads because your messaging aligns with overall what resonates. And then finally, drive sales enablement. So after, and this is modeling how B2B marketing and sales organizations typically do it manually today. And the final step is drive sales enablement with guardrails. So when you have a new sales rep or you want to train your sales team on your messaging, one of the common challenges is, hey, I have a new rep. They don't know my audience. They don't know my product. I need to ramp them up so that they can start selling. Well, with AI, one of the things we can do is, if we have a model like MarketMate that's trained on your audience and in the messaging, now the AI can do things like write prospect emails for different personas, for the VP level, for the manager level, develop some qualifying questions. So, you know, what are some questions to uncover needs, like qualify them? Do they actually need our product? And then create sales pitches. So often, you know, B2B companies go to trade shows, they go to events, they have callers inside their team calling outbound. How do we train them on the message and the value proposition? We can get an AI to create a sales pitch for different personas as well. So that's how we developed a holistic framework, not just one piece of the puzzle, but the entire B2B marketing and sales funnel with an AI model. That's really practical for marketers in general.
Oh, great. That's definitely. So you are solving a bigger problem of, you know, kind of definitely aligning with the sales and the marketing so that taken and in giving better conversions and at the end revenue growth.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So what are the key benefits of using this AI in this B2B scene? So you can help.
Yeah, so some of the key benefits for using AI in B2B sales is one, if your message resonates and it's personalized, your copy, your emails, your outreach, it's more likely to convert leads faster into opportunities and shorten your sales cycles. So in B2B, you know, people don't make a transaction right away. They consult with other decision makers in the buying committee. So if you're able to use AI to personalize your messaging and not have to do it manually for the different contacts or people that you're reaching out to, it'll increase the likelihood that your lead converts and that they also become a closed won business opportunity later. So one is it boosts revenue, it shortens sales cycles. And the third thing is message consistency. And this is something that's understated, but it's actually been proven in studies that when companies have consistent messaging across sales and marketing, they have consistently higher revenue compared to those who don't. And part of that is when people get mixed messages from sales and marketing, the prospect gets confused. Like, what is your brand truly about? So to make it consistent, that's why the fourth step in our model is called drive sales enablement with guardrails. Those guardrails are, hey, let's train an AI on your value proposition. Let's train an AI on your audience so that when it produces content for sales, it aligns with your messaging for the entire company. And that benefits marketing and sales because now we have message consistency and we get revenue from that.
From that, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Okay, now there are a lot of AI tools in the market. So
yes.
Everyone, I am observing that, you know, they are coming with new AI tools, having the OpenAI as their background, and then they are creating, like, whether you go for any of the service out there online, there will be multiple tools that they are providing up. Based on your experience, what are the different criteria that we should be using upon to select the right AI tools that can help in getting better results or in terms of getting a quality lead?
Yeah, I think it all starts with your marketing goals. Is, you know, are you, I think what's happening is we're seeing, I think you highlighted a trend we see is every application out there is integrating AI in some form or another. And it can be overwhelming for people to say, hey, which AI tool should I use, you know, for my business? And we hear that all the time. And I felt that as we were hoarding prompts from LinkedIn and trying to make sure we get every AI tool. But part of it too is starting with your goal. Like if you're a B2B marketing company and you're a digital marketer, you know, is your goal to increase leads? Is your goal to increase traffic to your website so you can improve brand awareness? And then based on your goals, you want to create a strategy for using AI to accomplish your goals. What we don't recommend is using point solutions, which I mean, tools that just do one thing. Maybe you have one tool that's good for copywriting and one tool that's good for this and one tool, because then it makes it complex when you execute, and that can delay your execution and reduce the efficiency. We want you to adopt a holistic platform like MarketMate, for example, can help you with the tailored content, but it can also help you with the emails. It can also help you with the landing page. So you want to get a holistic platform. And the way I would categorize the market is there's AI point solutions and there's marketing automation platforms. And there's also generic AI models. So just to walk you through some of the brief differences. So the generic AI models are ChatGPT, Google Bard, Claude 2 from Anthropic, all of these different LLMs where you can ask them pretty much anything and they do a decent job, but they're not trained on your audience. They're not trained on your persona. So what I recommend first for the marketer is based on your goal, look for a tool that can address marketing specifically and be trained on marketing workflows. The second thing is you've got AI point solutions that we talked about. So AI tools that do one thing, whether it's copywriting, like Jasper is an example, or but they don't help you with messaging or they don't help you with sales enablement. And then there's holistic platforms like MarketMate AI that I think really help you get to a point where you have an AI model that understands the context so you don't have to retype and copy and paste everything into that prompt window with it. Here's my audience again. Here's my messaging again. Now develop content. That's the benefit of adopting a platform and having a partner who really understands AI. Because let's admit it, marketers are experts at digital marketing or product marketing. We understand our customers, but we're not AI experts. And that's okay. Our philosophy at MarketMate is let's make the technology simpler for you so you don't have to become a prompt engineering expert. So yeah, that's how I would compare the options and a suggestion for those marketers out there exploring AI.
Okay, so you have already given a lot of insights. You have given already a lot of tips out there. Any last piece of advice that you would like to give to business owners?
Yeah, I'd say for business owners, I would say, you know, the process of learning and adapting to your customer is lifelong. So one of the things in general I think is a good principle is if you really listen to the problems that customers don't even know they have, and delight them with solutions that exceed their expectations, that's how you grow. Like, try to help people, try to listen to them, try to build things that really solve a specific need.
No problem.
And you're gonna be successful in the long run.
Definitely. Very yeah. Likely, sir. Because that is the key thing. Because the more personalized communication that we build upon, the great relationship that we build with our customer, definitely that will help us in getting into the long run.
Totally.
So, with this, we have come to the end of today's episode. It was a pleasure having you, Nathan, and, you know, getting a lot of insight from you about how we can use AI in the right way so that we can get the best for our revenue growth and into the sales out. So thank you once again, and we look forward to have you. Thank you.
Thank you, Prince Kumar. And if any of your audience would like, please visit our website at www.marketmateai.com. We would love to have a conversation with you about AI and how we can help you automate marketing.
Good, definitely.